You will find, I mean, so many scriptures about the tongue. It's amazing. Because God had a message, and God has a message for us as believers even here tonight. That we need to really be careful that the tongue doesn't really put us in a place where it's going to bring and actually destroy our character and our witness as Christians before the world.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Roel Reese in Diamond Bar, California. We're glad you've joined us for our continuing series in the book of James. Zeroing in on a very practical way to live out our faith, Roel will challenge us to be more intentional about guarding our tongues. Our natural sinful nature can easily slip out in damaging words, but with God's help, we can build others up with the things we say rather than tearing them down. Let's join Roel now in the book of James.
And now what he's going to do in verse 2, he's going to talk about the actual tongue that has power to control. Power to control. And check this out. Look what he says. For we all stumble in many things. Oh, and you know what? That is such a truth. I mean, how many of us stumble today? We stumble in so many ways. You know, there are different things that we do that we actually bring a stumbling into our lives. And it affects our spiritual life. It grieves the Holy Spirit of God. And yet Paul says in Ephesians, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. And the word grieve is an interesting word in the Greek. It means don't bring pain to the Holy Spirit. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is a person. He gets grieved. He gets hurt. When there's cussing, when there's dirty language, when there's abusive language going on. You can bless the Lord and then 5 minutes later, you're cursing because that's not right. God does not do that. It's our nature as humans. The old nature that we possess. And so here he's letting us know that there's this real whatever we say and whatever we do, we're going to reap to it. We need to be careful with the actual law of sowing and reaping. If you want people to treat you nice, then you have to treat people nice. Respect bears respect. And then at the same time, there are more people that disrespect and are always angry and saying malicious things to people, offending, than really saying things that are honorable and building up that person. And that's why we really need to be so careful in the things that we say. Watch what else he says here. For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in the word, then he's a perfect man, able also to bridle his whole body. We all stumble in word. And again, here he's talking about the power and the control of the tongue. It's really offensive when we offend people's lives by saying things that we should not say. James tells us that we need to control our tongues. We need to be careful what we say. Let's think before we speak. That's real important. Because many times when you're angry, you don't think before you speak. And that's something that we all find within ourselves. And that's where abusive husbands or abusive wives can be too with a husband. When you're angry at your husband or your wife or your children, out of anger you say things that you can never take back. They do damage to a child's mind and to an adult. And we need to be careful of this. So here James gives us some great, great advice for all of us. James here gives the basis for what he has just said in verse 1, that the tongue is the most difficult member of the body to do what? To control. Imagine, this little member is the hardest thing to control. They train lions and gorillas and huge animals to submit to men. And yet James says, no one can tame the tongue. That little member. Such a powerful thing. Imagine that. But look what he says. This is so good. We have all offended with our tongues at one time or other. Then he gives the illustration. In verse 3, that's an illustration. Notice here. Indeed, we put bits in the horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body. I remember in Colombia long ago, I like riding horses in Colombia. But this guy had a ranch, and he had all these horses way back in the 80s. And we went down there, and he says, hey, you guys can have the horses. Hey, you guys can go riding. And I had never ridden a horse before. So I got on this horse, you know, and we all got on horses, and they took us out into the country. And then all of a sudden, these black clouds came, and there was going to be a big old rain. And it started thundering, and those horses went crazy. And they would not stop until they got to the ranch. And I mean, we were just going all over the place, man. I remember, and I was pulling on the strap, and they would not stop. They would not stop. They just wanted to get to that ranch. They knew where they lived. But it was amazing because when we got to the ranch, as we pull on the straps and they had that brown in his mouth, they stopped immediately. It controlled it. And here James is saying, you know, this little piece of metal that's in the mouth of the horse can control that wild horse immediately by pulling it. It cuts, stops it. And yet he's going to tell you that this little member of flesh in your mouth, it's so little and it cannot be controlled. What damages it does to people's lives. What damages it does. James here is illustrating the powerful influence of the tongue by the practicing of putting little bits into the mouth of the animal that controls that animal from going anywhere. To make him stop, to be submissive. And think how long God has been working on our tongues to obey and not to say things that we shouldn't say, but we should really bless with our tongues the Lord and people. He goes on again, and notice what he says here. Verse 4. He says, look also at the ships, although they are so large and are driven by fierce winds. And when I read this, it brought back memories on my way to Vietnam on the U.S. Gaffey. 5,000 troops. And we hit in Okinawa this huge storm in the Pacific, man. Huge. Everybody was sick for 3 days. Really bad. When you look at this huge ship with 5,000 men going to Vietnam, and there's this little thing that controls it. The rudder, he says, that is able to make it steer through the ocean. I mean, think about how amazing God is. Because he goes again, he says, look at the ships. Although they are so big and are driven by fierce winds, they are all turned by a very small rudder, whether the pilot desires. By being on the deck, the actual captain can turn which way he wants to go. And yet the Bible tells us, as we study God's word, it tells us that there are different kinds of tongues. There's a backbiting tongue. We can backbite people with our tongues and damage their character. Think how many people's character have been damaged by people spreading false rumors. False rumors. At work. In school. In church. By people saying something that they're not really sure of, but they heard it. Gossip. And they start backbiting that person. Proverbs 25, verse 23. Listen to Solomon. What he says. Chapter 25 of Proverbs, verse 23, he says this. He says, the north wind brings forth rain and a backbiting tongue and angry countenance. A backbiting tongue. But there are people that really want to ruin your character. They want to ruin your family. They want to ruin everything about you because they get a satisfaction in their lives to do that. But I guess they haven't read the Bible about God's judgment, what God will do to them if we touch God's anointed, which is you and me, all of us here. If you're a Christian, you're God's anointed. You can't talk about people. It's a no-no in the Bible. All we can do is build up people and not talk about them. How about a deceitful tongue? Lying. Saying things that are not truth. The Bible says we should not do that. That's very deceitful to do that. And then a false tongue. A false tongue. One that falsifies things and people. And then there's also the lying tongue, where people not only lie, but also he talks about a perverse tongue. A perverse tongue in Proverbs 17:20. So if you go through the scriptures in the book of Proverbs and the Psalms, you will find, so many scriptures about the tongue. It's amazing. Amazing. I went through some of the scriptures. I couldn't believe how many scriptures on the tongue. Because God had a message, and God has a message for us as believers even here tonight. That we need to really be careful that the tongue doesn't really put us in a place where it's going to bring and actually destroy our character and our witness as Christians before the world, before the whole world. So James is not only here giving us a second illustration on the influence of the tongue, and again, he talks about this ship. And I think of the Queen Mary and the Queen Elizabeth, how huge those ships were, and that little rudder just actually could be controlled the whole ship. And yet, here is the tongue.
This is Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. Visit SomebodyLovesYou.com for resources providing scriptural instruction and support in your daily walk with the Lord. Also, Raul is happy to respond to your Bible questions and prayer needs. Just email him at PastorRaul@SomebodyLovesYou.com. Now, back to more of our study in the book of James.
Look at verse 5 now, the power of the tongue. Even so, the tongue is a little member. Here's the danger of the tongue. And it boasts great things. Notice that. It has the capacity to expand. Notice the matters of the tongue. It can brag. It can lie. It can do all this damage if we're not really careful. Look for a moment. Go back to Proverbs. Let's look at Proverbs 10:31. The mouth of the righteous brings forth wisdom. For the perverse tongue will be cut out. The evil tongue will be cut out, the scripture says. Then again in 12:19 of Proverbs, he says in verse 19, the truthful lip shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. For a moment. And then 15:4 says, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness in it breaks the spirit. And then 21:23, he says in verse 23, whoever guards his mouth and tongue keeps his soul from troubles, guarding it, protecting it, watching over it. Chapter 25 of Proverbs, verse 15. In verse 15, he says, by long forbearance, a ruler is persuaded, and a gentle tongue breaks a bone. Notice that. So you can go on and on and on in scriptures concerning the tongue. It's all over from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. And yet we see here that the word to boast here is actually saying that it has the capacity to expand matters with the tongue. We have to be careful again in what we say. Look what he says in verse 6 now. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So here now, he's going to tell us that the tongue is not only powerful, but it also is a fire. A fire. And what does fire do? it destroys, it burns. You ever see those forest fires? Acres and acres and acres of land, millions are burned. And he, look what he says. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body. The whole body is affected by it. Notice that. The tongue can be and destroy people, their character, and also, listen, it can really, really put people under the grave. People can become depressed by the things you say to them. It can kill them. It sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. Whoa. You know what the word hell is? It's not hell. It's Gehenna, the lake of fire. Literally. He says the tongue is like the lake of fire when it speaks evil. Gehenna is an interesting place in the Valley of Hinnom. It was the garbage dump to Jerusalem where they would dump all their trash and burn it. It was also the place, we've read it in the Old Testament, remember the god Molech, where the actual Hebrews were going down to the city dump and they had an image of Molech with his hands standing out like this. And they would set their babies on top of the hands of Molech and barbecue them. They would burn them. So we need to really be careful and we need to have integrity in our lives concerning this tongue. Because it's really something when you talk to people, especially little children that have those ears that are listening to all the conversations. Parents, be careful what you talk about in front of your children. But here James had a real problem in the church. In his congregation, there were people, they were using their tongues. They were abusing their tongues with their families, with friends, on their jobs, and even in the church. They couldn't get along with each other. They were literally coming against each other and saying things that they should have never said. He says, he comes back again and he says, for every kind of a beast or bird or reptile and creature of the sea is tamed by mankind. You go to SeaWorld, you see these huge, huge fish, dolphins, I mean, that are tamed. They can jump through loops and the guy can actually get on a whale and ride the whale. Imagine that. And then go underneath and come up and the whale jumps and that guy's holding onto that whale. That would never happen on the ocean. It had to be tamed. So he keeps bringing a nature in. And he keeps bringing these things in, illustrations, because he really finds that the tongue is a real problem in the early church as it is today in the church too. A real problem concerning people's tongues. Again, now watch what he says. This is amazing. But no man can tame the tongue. Here's the exhortation. Notice this. Check this out. It is unruly, evil, full of deadly poison. Wow. It kills. It kills peace, joy, love, and relationships. The tongue that is wicked. The tongue that doesn't have anything good to say. It's like a serpent spewing out poison. That has to cease. That has to stop. Here he's exhorting us. Only God can tame the tongue. Only God can do that. And I really believe by the empowering and baptism of the Holy Spirit, God can do it. God can do it. If you really want God to do that, ask him to baptize you with the Holy Spirit. But be honest with him and say, God, I have an unruly tongue. I mean, when we were in the world, I mean, we heard so much garbage, man. So much garbage. In the military, same thing. But as Christians, we don't cuss anymore. We don't say those things that we used to say. Why? Because we bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. We praise God. We don't tear down people. We build up people. That's what Jesus did. Because he says here that it is really a problem. It's unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Poison comes out and it infects the whole household. It infects everybody. Everybody's infected. And then Check this out. He says, verse 9, another illustration from human nature. He says, with it, we bless our God the Father. And with it, we curse men who have been made in the likeness of God. Isn't that beautiful? How he brings it out. When you're talking to another person, remember, he is and she is in the likeness of God when you insult them. We either bless or we curse. The tongue is hypocritical. Because think about tonight, we're here in the presence of the Lord. We're listening to the word of God. We just worship the Lord. And maybe on your way out of here, something's going to happen where you're going to have to offend somebody. Or Sunday mornings, people coming into the parking lot with their wives and their children. And I wonder how many of those husbands and wives are arguing in the car and saying things that are evil, and the kids are in the back seat. And then you're going to put them in Sunday school. And you're going to come into the sanctuary. We need to be careful. But you know, it's cool when the Lord grabs a hold of your mouth, your tongue, and he begins to really bring it in submission. Just like he says here. Watch what he says. This is so cool. He says, with it we bless our God, the Father, and with it we curse men or sinners and have been made in the similitude of God. And out of the same mouth proceeds what? Blessings and cursings. My brethren, Christians, this ought to never be so. He rebukes it. Says, this should never be so. Stop it. Don't do it anymore. Notice, our sinful nature comes out of the tongue. What we used to be in the world, it should not be today as Christ Jesus is in our lives. With it, we build up, and with it, we tear down people. And we should never do that. Especially now that we know Christ. And then he gives you another illustration, so it's real simple. Verse 11. Does a spring send forth fresh water and bitter water from the same opening? The answer is no. No. No possible way. Watch this. Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, or grapevine bear figs? Thus, no spring yields both salt water and fresh water. What is he saying? Watch your tongue. And it's really important, because once you open your mouth and you start blabbing and you start saying things, what's happening? You're either using knives or you're really building up that person. And if you're using knives, you're stabbing and stabbing and stabbing, and that person is being killed with those words that aren't forgettable. They're not going to forget them. Oh, they might forgive you, but they won't forget those things you told them. You already did the damage. And if tonight you find yourself in a real situation, in a problem in your heart, with your tongue, that is really damaging your marriage, your single life, your job, and everything around you, you need to go to the Lord and ask him to help you, but start by repenting. Ask him to give you a new heart and to give you a new speech, a new set of words of praising and worship and building up, and stop tearing down people and cursing people down. Real important.
No doubt we all have regrets about the things we've said in the past, but it's encouraging to know that God can help us bring our tongues into submission as we seek to honor him in our speech. You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. If you'd like to hear today's lesson in its complete form, we'll be happy to send a copy to you for a donation of $5 or more. Call us at 800-634-9165 and ask for Raul's teaching from James chapter 3, verses 2 through 12. Now, to support you in pursuing a life well lived for the Lord, we'd like to offer you Raul's 8-lesson series titled Traits of a Christian. It's a study that's available on both CD and flash drive. Meditating on the rich blessings of absolute surrender, you'll discover motivation to spend more time with God and daily commit to His Word. Visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165 to order Traits of a Christian. We'll send you the thumb drive for $12 or the CD set for $22. That's 800-634-9165. You can also write to Somebody Loves You Radio, P.O. Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. This ministry is fully listener-supported, and we are grateful for your partnership. Every gift helps us keep sharing the good news of the Lord Jesus. And thanks again for including us in your day today. Next time on Somebody Loves Your Radio, we'll strengthen our faith as we follow the Lord's leading for our lives. This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.